Boorab called out.
You chaps, take off your belts. Use him with those javelins to make a stretcher. He's coming back to the abbey with us. Look sharp there. Jump to it now. No time to waste, what?
Skipper stroked his whiskers thoughtfully.
Jusker, eh? I've seen Juskers afore. They go in clans, tattooed, murdering thieves. But Juska beasts are all vermin, rats, stoats and the like. How did an otter come to be mixed up with them? See, his face is all tattooed up, even more than ordinary Juska.
The hare had got a second wind and was feeling impatient.
Won't matter if the chap's tattooed from rock to rudder. Looks like he's going to peg out soon if we don't get him help. Besides, who knows what's going on back at the abbey, what? They could be besieged, battered and waiting on us to arrive.
With a renewed sense of urgency, they set off again. Borne between eight stout otter crew, Tag lay on the stretcher, clasping the sword, mercifully unconscious as they travelled at the double. Nimbalo made his way back along the ditch bed in the failing light. Using his battle axe as a walking staff, he went into a fighting crouch at the sound of a gruff voice.
Halt! Who goes there?
Brandishing the axe, he answered in equally gruff tones.
Nimbalo the Slayer, so stand aside whoever ye be.
Drog Selahog held out a paw to help him from the ditch.
You're the harvest mouse who went after that rat. Come on up, friend. Did you have any luck?
Nimbalo scrambled up onto the flatlands, where a party of redwallers were waiting. He winked knowingly at them.
Oh, I had all the luck in the land. 'Twas the rat who ran out of luck. She won't be slaying any more. You can bet on that, mates.
Egbert held up a lantern he had just lit.
Nimbalo, have you seen anything of your otter friend? He ran out here somewhere chasing a weasel. We've got to find him because he took the sword of Martin the Warrior with him.
Nimbalo leaned nonchalantly on his battle axe.
Don't worry, matey. If N'Tag's out here, then he'll find us.
A cry rang out of the darkness.
Ahoy the lantern there, Egbert. Is that you, Laddiebuck?
Skipper and Boorab loomed up out of the darkness with the otter crew at the back. The hare shook Drog's paw.
Well met, old chap. As you can see, I made it. What's the situation back at the Red Wall? Any problems back home, what?
The cellar hog's spikes rattled as he shook his head, bright tears glistening in his eyes.
This mouse here, Nimbalo, 'twas him and the otter called Tagarung. They drove the vermin off.
But not afore one of the scumshot Craigor badger mum with an arrow. She's hit real bad. I don't suppose you came across the otter. He was carrying the sword of Martin. We're out searching for him.
The otter crew parted ranks, allowing the stretcher bearers to carry Tag into the lantern light. Skipper patted his paw.
We found your otter lying by a slain weasel. There's an arrow in his chest, too. But he's still breathing, and the sword's safe. Though he's got some sort of death grip on it.